definitely you can see the influence of growing up in Petersburg, the working with fish slime and and also just some isolation issues that come out in the writing, it seems like.
Yeah, absolutely. I need a place that's isolated, and of course the first place I'm going to think of is where I grew up, and it fit the bill for the entire scene of the book, so it worked out perfectly.
And now it's going to be a part of a trilogy.
It is. I'm about halfway done with the second book, but I pretty much have it all planned out for the rest of the trilogy.
And so when did you start writing this first book? You just published it in March, but has it been a long time coming?
No, I started it in November, and it was done by January just because I was so obsessed with it, I just couldn't put it down. So it kind of took up my life for a couple months, and then I spent probably 3 or 4 months editing it, and that took about twice as long than writing it.
Where did the idea come from? Growing up here?
No, I wasn't planning on writing a book. I had a dream about a story, and I wrote it down, and then I thought, well, I should add this to it, and then this. And I was just writing it in a notebook, and then it ended up being longer than I thought, and so I was like, well, I might as well finish it. And that's what I did. And I had no intentions of ever putting it into a book or selling it, but it came up when I thought, well, this would be a good way to raise money for TSA, which is Tourette's Syndrome Association. And so that's pretty much the only reason it became a book.
Okay.
that.
Definitely themes of young love. It's about a young woman growing
yes.
up and kind of coming of age or
right,
finding
right.
her love.
Yes. And the guy in the story is kind of Superman-ish, and he runs away to Petersburg to get away from everything because there's no crime here, so he doesn't have to, save anybody. And that's kind of, he just came here to get into hiding, but then they meet and fall in love. And
it's called the Sun Trilogy.
Yes.
The theme of the sun, I guess it seems like in just reading that little bit that I read, the sun is kind of an image for her of a reason for being, also her love interest.
Right, right.
For getting
and
up
it's
in the
it's
morning.
Just supposed to be the rise of the sun is supposed to be like the most magnificent feeling for him, and that's kind of what she gives him. And so kind of ended up that way.
Okay. You have your son with you, Trevin, and
yes.
he has been diagnosed with Tourette's syndrome.
Right.
And you are also going to talk a little bit about that in Petersburg. Probably a lot of misconceptions about the syndrome out there in the public.
Absolutely.
What are some of the most common?
Well, most people associate Tourette's syndrome with what you see on the news, the people that are screaming out, you know, profanity and that sort of thing, where in all reality, I mean, there's kids that are diagnosed with it from age 5 and up that don't ever do that. And it's just, you know, small sounds or things they have to do. A lot of it has to do with OCD and ADHD and that sort of thing. And it completely affects their lives, but they just go unnoticed because that's not what the world sees for Tourette's syndrome.
So in getting through a day, what do you deal with and what does Trevin deal with in getting through everyday life?
Well, he has a lot of problems with OCD that everything has to be said a certain way, done a certain way, and he will not be able to function until it's that way. And then he also has the tics, which they don't turn off. You can't just turn them off at night and go to sleep. And so he'll stay up till 1 a.m. every night trying to get to sleep, and he won't. So he's on medication for that. But most of the medication for Tourette's does not help. It might make him a little easier to fall asleep, but that's about it. But mainly he has the tics that, like at school, a lot of kids are like, stop doing that, you know. And it's more of a social disorder than anything else because it doesn't hurt him. He just feels the need he has to do it, kind of like a sneeze. You can't stop sneezing once you feel you need to.
You are trying to promote awareness of it, also raise money for the study of it?
And right, right. TSA is an organization that does a lot of things for families with kids with Tourette's, adults with Tourette's, and they also are the only place in the United States that does research for a cure. And so right now our goal is to raise $2,500. We're also going to be running a race, a half marathon, marathon, and a 5K for Tourette's, and that's what the money is going to for Tourette's Syndrome Association.
Okay. Tourette's is treatable, and it's also, in some cases it disappears over age? Or
yeah, a lot of kids, probably 50% of kids that are diagnosed by the age of 5 is when you usually get diagnosed with it. It's completely gone by 12. Other kids, when you're at age 12, however Tourette's is, however strong it is in you, is probably going to be what it will be the rest of your life. So if it's gone, you probably won't have it. It could get worse, but after 12, it usually doesn't get worse than it is.
And something else I didn't know about it is it can come, the symptoms can come and go in just a month or two.
Right, right. His tics that he has change monthly. Sometimes he'll say words or make sounds. Sometimes he'll be blinking. And it's not always the same. It's constantly changing.
What else should we tell people about your book or about TSA or what?
Well, the book is very, it's an easy read, but it's very fun and light. And so it's just kind of something you can read quickly for a good story. But, and TSA is a very worthable cause that we need. None of the medication will ever work for anybody for a long period of time. And so, I mean, to find a cure would be great for all these kids that are, you know, socially unaccepted in their schools and their daily lives.
And you're donating the money from your book?
Absolutely, 100%.
TSA.